Service of service generally sponsored by the Miller family, memory of Joyce's father, Robert Siegelazer, Riven Ben, Yitzchak HaLevi. We last left off Tachanun, making our way through Tachanun. I want to tell you an incredible insight, something that will transform the way you say Tachanun. I think it can really transform your day each and every day. I'm somewhat ashamed and embarrassed that I didn't know this and I'm first learning it now. We last left off the introduction to Tachanun that not everybody says. We pointed out the Gra, the Shla, others. Vayomer David Agad Sa'ali Ma'od is an introduction. The core of Tachanun is Tehillim Kapitel Vav, chapter 6, that begins Hashem Abiyabcha Tochicheni. But the introduction, there are two sentences that introduce it. One is Vayomer David Agad, and last left off, we gave the historical precedent, the story that comes from the last parak of Malachim, of what happened with David, the punishment that he chose out of the option of the three. Vayomer David El Gad, David told God, I want this one because I'll feel more compassion from Hashem than from others. And that is the history of that introductory sentence, which most of us do say every day to introduce Tachanun. It's worthwhile to know what it means. But then we continue. And the next sentence is, Racham v'chanun chatosi lefanecha Hashem alei rachamim, rachem alei v'kabel tachanunai. I won't even call that a pasuk, it's an introduction. Kapitel Vav, chapter 6 of Tehillim, which serves as the core of Tachanun, only begins with Hashem Abiyabcha Sochicheni. Racham v'chanun chatosi lefanecha is the second sentence that's an introduction to Tachanun. Why do we say it? And what does it mean? And what are we meant to think about while we say it? So something we didn't talk about with Tachanun is the Torah does not mention Vidoy and Yud Gimel Midos before Tachanun. Nusach Sfard and Sfardim, Eduta Mizrach, say Vidoy. Hashem Nebagadne Gazamne, they strike the chest like the real deal. Ashkenazim, it makes us break out in hives because it makes us think it's almost Rosh Hashanah. Slichos, Vidoy, that's the only time we do it. But others have the minhag to say it each and every day or every day that Tachanun is said, introduced with Vidoy, and then culminating in the Yud Gimel Midos, Hashem, Hashem, Kelracham, Nechanun, and so on, all as an introduction to Tachanun. Where does this come from? The Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Truma. Vidoy and Yud Gimel Midos, Kodem Nefilas Apayim. Why? Where does it come from? According to the Torah, Tachanun is, like the Bach says, Gimel Sadarim Shal Tefila. We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshiva Amida Nefila. According to the Torah, Tachanun is the fulfillment of the third posture. Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to the Almighty three ways, sitting, standing, and Nefila falling on his arm. And therefore, Vidoy Yud Gimel Midos have nothing to do with that. Tachanun is just, we sat for Shema and its brachos, we stood for the Amida, and Nefila, the last of the postures that we take, the positions that we're in while we talk to Hashem, is Tachanun. That's the opinion of the Torah. And if it's just a matter of a position, a posture, then it has nothing to do with Vidoy Yud Gimel Midos. But according to the Zohar HaKadosh, Tachanun is like Mesiras Nefesh. Listen to this insight. When we fall on our arm to say Tachanun, we are a dress rehearsal for our own death. Our falling forward is as if we're collapsing, as if we're expiring. It's contact with our mortality, the recognition that we're not here forever, that we're frail, that we're mere mortal, that we're fragile. And Nefilas Apayim falling on our arm is literally a demonstration of collapsing, as if we are expiring. What happens before a person dies? What do you say or do before a person's soul is extracted from their body before they leave this world? Vidui. Vidui is said with the person before they leave this world. If every time we say Tachanun, we are reenacting or enacting, we are making contact with our mortality, we're pausing in the morning and again in the afternoon to remember we're not here forever. We're fragile. We're mere mortal. We're contacting our mortality by falling on our arm, by collapsing, by keilu expiring. Then what precedes it is Vidoy and Yud Gimel Midos. Now, only Nisach Sfard, Edut HaMizrach, have the minhag of Vidoy and Yud Gimel Midos. What about Ashkenaz? We don't say as an introduction to Tachanun. For some reason, it still appears in our Siddur before Tachanun, but we ordinarily don't say it. So what about us? That's where Racham v'chanun chatosi lefanech Hashem alei rachamim rachem alei v'kabel tachanunai. That's why it's the introductory sentence to Tachanun. Vayomer David al God is one introduction from the last parak of Malachim. And the second introduction to Tachanun is Racham v'chanun chatosi lefanecha is a micro expression of Vidoy. It is a abbreviated vidui, not the full Yid Gimel Midos, not the Hashem Nebagadne striking our chest, but before we begin Tachanun proper, Kapitel Vav, chapter 6 of Tachanun, which is Tehillim, which is Tachanun, before we begin Tachanun proper, we introduce it with this vidui. Why do I say this? For me, it's so powerful, because we're living in a world we feel so empowered, knowledge, AI, so much, we think we could live forever some. And every morning and every afternoon when we say Tachanun, we fall on our arm and we remember we're mere mortals. We're fragile. We're here only because Kadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. And that contact with mortality should cause us to embrace and live the most of life, to reflect, to take accountability, responsibility, to repair, to redeem, to repent, to do all the right things. Now we understand that if Tachanun, the Tefillas Apayim falling on our arm, collapsing, expiring, something that's preceded with vidui, if that is essentially contact with mortality, now you understand why it's omitted from a Beis Avel. It'd be inappropriate to say the prayer of a dress rehearsal for death in a home that's honoring actual death. That's why we don't say it. You can also understand that on a festive day, today's Rosh Chodesh, when a bris is in shul, other day of a chassan's present, we omit tachanun. Because on those joyous days, we don't want to be morbid. We don't want to fashter the simcha by dress rehearsal of death, falling on our arm, collapsing and expiring and saying vidui before we do. Now so much more of Tachanun comes together and makes sense, but also Tachanun itself becomes this incredible musar tefillah. Every morning, every afternoon, Tachanun is not just Tachanun. Tachanun is musar seder. It's a little musar seder in the middle of davening, just to remember how fragile, how immortal we are, so we embrace and live life more to its fullest.